Hey everybody, Kurt Schlenker here for Unredacted, the Town Hall VIP podcast, which I'm doing from Houston, and of course I've got Edmundo Mundi, who's going to help me out with everything this week. It's been a very busy week. I'm particularly interested in that New Jersey gubernatorial candidate. The election is neck and neck, supposedly. If Republicans can take it, that's a huge deal. Mikey Sherrill, who makes a big deal that she went to the Naval Academy, is really mad because some clerk at the National Archives gave up her records and didn't redact her social security number. Okay. But she did, it did reveal that she had an honor violation at Annapolis that didn't allow her to walk across the stage for graduation, which is kind of a huge deal. She hadn't mentioned this to the voters of New Jersey. She was just bragging about what a great Navy girl she was for 10 years. And, I've been going at her hammer and tongs because she is, this is so typical, you know, garbage blue Falcons using military services, part of their resume in order to get credibility that they don't deserve. Turns out she's a piece of shit. And I think everybody should know it. And she's very mad. She wants to make this about Trump gave out my social security number. And people look deeper, and it turns out, you know, congressman, because she's a congressman now, congresswoman, as I say in one of my town hall columns, she looks like Billy Jack's wife in that movie. You know, the one who teaches at the Rainbow School. She's just like one of those liberal women. It's just gross. And her husband, who also went to the Naval Academy and apparently had some similar trouble because there's a big cheating scandal, and she was somehow involved. His last name's Hedberg. Why her kids' names are Hedberg, she nominated them for Annapolis. That's right. She nominated her own kids to Annapolis.
Because they don't have her last name.
Well, no, nobody would have known, but somebody's figured it out. So, I mean, that's kind of a scandal. I mean, that's just the kind of scumminess she practices anyway. But I mean, that's the New Jersey governor's race. I mean, not a big deal here in Texas.
Why would anybody want to be the governor of New Jersey?
I don't know.
They won't be able to fix it. Because
it's New Jersey.
Exactly.
I once dated a girl from New Jersey.
I bet you she was a problem too.
Nah, she was okay. She got out of there. She actually came to our wedding.
Oh.
She did. And then married some dude in some blue or red city. She was like a communist. Anyway.
But once you get the state of your governor, the House is Democrat. So,
yeah.
So a Republican won't be able to do much of anything.
Still, it's an important thing because these off-year elections, there's one in Virginia, there's one in the one in New Jersey, there's some Supreme Court justices in Pennsylvania. People are going to be looking at these going, you know, are the Republicans in trouble? And there are some polls say Republicans are in trouble. Other polls say Trump's doing better than usual. I'm of the opinion, you know, next year, historical trends say that Republicans should lose seats. But those historical trends are just trends. In 2002, the Republicans gained seats in a mid-year. So I'm convinced the economy is the whole key. Ooh, look at that giant lizard over there. In Texas, there's all kinds of lizards.
There's a mouse. There are.
I mean, there's a lot of lizards. Where'd the dogs go?
Around that room.
They went in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the economy.
Well, but if you listen to the CNN statistical guy,
I don't.
He'll tell you that Trump is, the Republicans are up 20 points ahead of last time around.
You know, I like hearing that. I like polls that are in our favor. I make no bones about it. Of course, I would rather be ahead than behind. I just don't think any of them matter at this point.
Not at this point.
I mean, what is it? We're going to be about October 1st. So it's 13 months until the next elections. A lot can happen. A lot's going to happen.
Economically, I can tell you that here in Houston, right by 290, as you drive up here, Apple is building a huge,
What do you think of the economy? Look, I think the economy looks pretty good for me.
In the other side of town, Eli Lilly is building a huge...
Yeah, they're making fat shots there.
They're making... Okay.
So, yeah, they're going to make the fat shot there.
So the economy, at least in this part of the world, there are really people predicting home prices going up because of all the influx of people coming in.
Not only our houses are going to be more valuable?
In this part of the...
Oh, in your part, not in my part.
No, because the facility will be west from here.
Okay.
But...
I wouldn't mind my house values going up. But actually, my house value has gone up a little bit here. It's gone up in L.A. My investments, my retirement, because I'm old, have done very well over the last few weeks, last couple months. I think very well.
The housing in Houston market does not go as rapidly as in other parts of the country, but at least it's a steady growth.
Well, it's growing, but do you feel that the economy is doing better? I mean, you're retired. You're not in the workforce anymore.
I've seen all the growth that's taking place. And just infusion of those two mega projects here in Houston, one west of me and one east of me, is going to create tremendous.
A lot of stuff here. Is that repeated around the country? I don't know. The thing is, I'm kind of out of the traditional workforce because I'm not practicing law anymore. I'm just really working for myself, writing and doing these things. So I don't really have the sense of how the economy's doing. I have the sense of how I'm doing, and I feel like I'm doing okay.
Well, Girls Nest and Proud grew at 3.8, so that tells you that it's growing pretty fast.
That's pretty good.
It went up from 3.85 to 3.8.
Well, I'm all for that. Look, I don't know any people who are like, I can't get a job. Do you know any people who are like, I'm looking for a job, I can't find one?
No. Jobs are there.
I think the jobs are there. I think Trump's doing a lot of things that's going to make, people get off their butts and do it. He's kicking people off of Medicare if they're not working, which, you shouldn't be getting Medicare if you're not working. You should freaking work.
Medicare or Medicaid?
Medicaid. Medicare's different. Sorry. I have to do Medicare in like 5 years. I don't even know what the hell that is. They're like, well, you've got to do it. I'm like, I don't want to know.
Yeah, you have to.
Communism.
Yes.
But, illegal aliens are going home. 2 million have gone home, supposedly.
$1,000.
Take the money and run, guys.
And then to come back.
Okay, here's the deal. We'll give you $1,000 to go home, and then you can jump in line with everybody. So we won't hold against you. We're not going to mess with you. We'll just, you go home and clean slate, which I think is a fair deal. But you got to go home.
The other thing that I heard today about New York, New Jersey area specifically, that an additional 200,000 people have left New York. So that's going to create a huge problem for
tax problem.
Tax
problem. Well, look, we're just in New York doing an event with Joe Piscopo's radio show. And we had a great time. Look, I've got a report to you. There were more homeless than there have been on some trips, less than on others. Not as much dope-smoking morons as last time we were there. The weather was beautiful. It's a nice place to spend about 3 days. Third day, I need to get out. It's like Vegas, right? Back when I would go to Vegas, and I won't go to Vegas now. It's like $80 for a steak in Vegas. Remember when it was like, $14 prime rib.
That's right. All you can eat.
That was like the draw of Vegas. We'll bring you in, we'll feed you, and you just lose the house payment on the college fund on the roulette wheel. Now it's like, we got a tourist fee and a resort fee and a fee. And everybody's a freaking man child and lots of tats and just scummy. I kind of like the idea of Rat Pack Vegas. And I like Rat Pack New York. I dress nicely there. People don't dress as nicely as they used to there. You'll see guys walking down the street in suits and you look and they're wearing sneakers. And it's kind of like, I'm like, But where we were wasn't a living hell. We were in a nicer area, I guess, midtown, upper midtown, West 57. And I had a very good time. I was happy to leave because I was done. But I think this Mondami guy, it's just going to turn into a nightmare.
It's early. I don't think he's going to make it personally. But
you don't think he's going to get elected? Who's going to win? Adams? Everybody hates him. Cuomo? Everybody hates him. Curtis Sliwa?
I don't think Adams is going to be running.
Oh, you think he's going to pull out?
No, I think Trump is going to give him a job somewhere.
I think Trump offered him a job, and he said, no, I'm going to stay in. Okay.
There's plenty of time to see what happens. I don't think Mandela is going to make it.
Well, I hope you're right, but, you know, on the other hand, let's see what you got, Mondami. Let's see how it goes, because, as you well know from Cuba, communism's great.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that American terrorist hiding in Cuba died?
Yes.
Woohoo!
She's the one responsible for a cop death in New Jersey.
Yes.
And a trooper.
Yeah, she's a scumbag. My favorite part was the Chicago Teachers Union tweeted out a, solidarity with you, revolutionary sister. Bitch.
Really? The Chicago Police Department?
Not police. School board.
Oh, school board.
Their school union. Of course, most people in Chicago are freaking borderline illiterate thanks to their union. Yeah. I was just talking to Arena. Arena was a teacher, right? But that was like 30 years ago when, you know, quality women still went into teaching.
Well, she wasn't a teacher in Chicago.
She was not a teacher in Chicago. She's a teacher here. She was in the barrio, some of it. And then she taught rich kids in California. So she had the whole experience.
That's right.
She liked the barrio kids better. And she felt she could help them more. But the teachers aren't like Arena. A lot of teachers now are freaking stupid. And they go into teaching because they really can't do anything else. I mean, because back when, a lot of women look for a woman's profession, they went into teaching. Yeah. So you got these magnificent women. My mom was a teacher for a little while,
But you know, that wasn't only in the United States. In Cuba, all my aunts were teachers.
Yeah, they're probably, there weren't a lot of opportunities. So the best women went to teaching. So you would get these very, very bright women. And I had some, borderline retarded teachers, but I had some who were pretty fantastic along the way. And now most of them seem to be retarded.
I'm glad you're clarifying, because a lot of people would think you're sexist.
I am sexist. No, I'm totally sexist. Men and women are different, and they have different strengths and weaknesses, and you should treat them as such. But like I'm saying, look, back when I was going to school, in the 70s and 80s, there were some male teachers. Now, one was a flaming homosexual. He's a nice guy, still. But, a lot of the other guys, Mr. Spork, who was the shop teacher, Mr. Bingham, we called him the lizard because he had all these skin things on his head because he was out in the sun all the time. These guys have been like in freaking World War II. I mean, these guys are like, yeah, I killed Nazis. Now I'll run laps. And it was manly men. And now, when you get to teachers and you see them on like a TikTok thing, it's always like, I've got my trans flag here to show solidarity with, multiple gendered people. And I want to spend time alone with your child. No.
Being a longtime resident of Houston school district were pretty bad. It got so bad that the state took over.
The
state took over the Houston school district. They're still running it. Because they ran it to the ground.
You know what? Where do you think out of the 50 states, Mississippi is?
From school?
Of learning scores.
If you,
between one being the best, 50 being the worst. Where do you think it is?
Well, if you take Mississippi, you would
Mississippi. Say
45.
It's 9.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Mississippi Miracle, and a lot of people don't know about it. I just kind of stumbled on it. They got sick of being like 49, and said, we're going to teach kids phonics. We're going to teach them to read. And Mississippi, maybe one of the, so for all the racists out there, Mississippi may have one of the highest numbers of a percentage of black folks of any state, or a high percentage. It's high percentage. So it just shows that when you teach phonics and not commie gobbledygook, everybody can learn. Everybody can learn. There are schools in Chicago where they're celebrating the death of communist scumbags, and in Baltimore, and like dozens of them, with 0% people proficient in math or reading. Not one or two kids. Zero. None.
You know, I graduated
How's that acceptable?
The Chicago School District.
Well, you're highly literate.
I only did 1 year because I moved from Georgia, but I finished my high school. And of course, I went to college at Loyola.
And then you went to college at Loyola.
Yep.
I went to a different Loyola for law school.
That's right.
No, it's a good school. So the school is good enough that a guy who was born in a different country, not speaking the language, comes over here, can learn the language and learn enough in school to go to a quality university. I don't know if it's full of commie garbage now. I don't trust any university. My university is supposedly really good. I think it's garbage because I don't think they're teaching anything that makes any sense. But, I mean, isn't that the way it should be? You should be able to go to a public school and come out of it ready to move on with your life. If you decide, okay, I'm not going to do any college, you still have enough knowledge to be a functional citizen. If you decide you're going to college, you don't have to go in there and go into remedial reading, remedial math, remedial everything. You know they have remedial math classes at Harvard now? No, I'm dead serious.
Well, that's for a foreign student.
No! No, it's not. Because the foreign students aren't going to get in with remedial. There's actually standards for those. No, it's because of the garbage DEI crap. Well, we're going to let you in because your great-great-grandfather was from New Guinea. You can't read.
You know, those foreign students pay full board.
They do pay full rate, which is why another reason they love them. But, you know, there are enough. Look, Harvard's always going to have, at least for foreseeable futures, going to have the pick of who they want. And there are plenty of smart kids whose parents are rich and foreign who will happily pay full freight.
All I can see is that the Houston School District, which is has been run by the Democrat forever, state had to take over because they couldn't make it work. Yet you go to the surrounding area, like Klein, which is where my son went from kindergarten all the way to high school.
And then off to UT.
UT. One of the
Which is the most applied to school in America.
Yes. Yeah. But it's still very leftist school.
It is a leftist school, but it's getting left. It's getting less leftist because Abbott's starting to pay attention.
Well,
all the red state guys are starting to pay attention to these communists in their midst.
But all you have to do is go 20 miles out of the city of Houston.
And then you've got.
In spring. And you got good school district
and it's a very Republican district. This is West Hunt's district.
It is, yeah.
And you guys aren't going to tolerate commie crap. I mean, what do you think the parents around here would do if they said, "Well, we're now having drag queen story hour"?
That would be interesting.
You don't think that would go over well?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen any.
It would go over like an A-bomb in Hiroshima.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you. The thing is, the parents around here are not stuck. And first of all, they're not Democrats. And, you know, I would assume they've got the teachers union under control out here.
Well, the other thing I'm concerned about, though, which we talked about earlier, you and I, is that we have an influx of people from California. And I don't know how they're going to fit.
I think most of the Californians are probably more conservative. Because, and we saw it in New York. I had zero friends in New York. None. Well, okay, there were a couple, but they lived kind of in the boroughs. I didn't ask any of them to drive an hour to get in to see me. But in Manhattan, 10, 15 years ago, I was going out all the time. This time, we're like, who do we call? No one. They're gone. It's the conservatives. In L.A., we used to have a vibrant conservative group there are still some conservatives there, but you could have a meeting of them in a freaking gas station toilet. And in fact, that's where we'd have to be to hide from Gavin Newsom's secret police. And it is, they've all left. Look, I'm coming out to Texas. I'm not a full Texas resident yet. Nobody's going to mistake me for a freaking communist. And I think a lot, and I met a couple of California exiles here, and they're all like, yeah, I don't want that commie bullshit.
Two or three of my neighbors, I come from California.
Are they communists?
I don't know.
Do they seem like communists?
I don't know.
Do they have coexist bumper stickers on the back of their Priuses?
No, they don't have a Prius, so that's a good sign.
Okay, that's a start.
But you know what? The Priuses, I had a Prius before it was...
Yeah, but you did ironically.
Well, I did it because I liked the car.
Okay, all right, that's the only good reason to have a Prius. You weren't like, I'm trying to save the environment and stop global warming. You're like, no, I just kind of like this car.
Yep. Just like my son, also Tesla.
Tesla's fantastic.
Yeah, he really loves it.
I love the Tesla.
He loves it.
It doesn't work in my lifestyle because I need cars that can drive like great distances. But I have no hesitation having a Tesla if an electric car was what I was looking for.
If you have a Tesla and you're going to take a long distance, all you have to do is plug it in. It will tell you
where. Yeah, I don't want to sit someplace for an hour charging.
Okay.
I like gas. On the other hand, if I'm going to buy a car for being around here, you know.
It might be worth it.
Might be worth it, but I'd have to figure out a way to fly the dogs. Because the dogs pretty much control everything in my life now. By the way, Mundy's watching the dogs for the next few days while I take a little trip.
He's going to be surprised when he sees his bill.
You know, it's like $100 a day to board a couple of dogs.
And in your case, because you got to give him medicine?
Oh, and then it's more.
That's right.
It's like, what the hell?
That's an airplane.
That's an airport.
We live close to a local airport called Hooks, and it gets a lot of local traffic, and so it's like a lot of commercial private jets coming in and out.
Really?
Yes.
I'd love to have a private jet.
Yeah.
I'm always getting these things going, would you like to fly private? I was like, oh, okay, let me see. Maybe I can, you know, easier to take the dogs. Yeah, it's just $7,500 to fly from L.A. to Houston.
Really, that much?
Each, yeah, it's expensive. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I'm still the guy who started out mopping toilets at Carl's Jr. for 3-10 an hour. You know?
My first job was bagging groceries at Kroger in Atlanta for $1.55 an hour.
Wow.
I made more on tips than I did on my hourly.
That's not bad. Yeah, I think that's another problem with a lot of these kids who go to college. They've never had a crappy job. I think everybody should be required to have a crappy job.
That's right.
But so you and I both went to basic training as privates.
Yes.
Which is about as crappy a job as you can get.
That's for sure, Kurt.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But
do you know what? I was trying to think, where did I go for basic training? I even forgot.
Where'd you go?
In Missouri.
Leonard Wood.
Fort Leonard Wood. In the wintertime.
I thought you were infantry.
Yes.
It was infantry?
Well.
They had AIT too, right?
No, I did my AIT at Indianapolis. Fort Benjamin Harrison.
Really?
Yes. I was a payroll clerk, so I mingled with a lot of the upper echelon of foreign military people that were coming there for administrative stuff. But my unit in Chicago was 131st Infantry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I went to Fort Sill, Oklahoma in the winter. December 1st, 1987 is my prior enlisted basic date. And then Benning for officer candidate school. Then chemical officer basic school at McClellan. And then airborne school back at Benning. And then I went to Germany. So I did 4 courses in a row.
I don't know if I ever told you, but I missed officer training school by that much because I got the slot to go into officer training, but my citizenship had not arrived yet.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
So I couldn't do it. So the class started. I got my citizenship 4 months later. And then
just other shit came off. Yeah. That kind of sucks. You'd probably be a freaking colonel, too.
I don't know. When I got married, my wife didn't want me to stay in the military.
After a few years, I'm not sure Arita was so thrilled about it. What do you mean you have to leave for 16 months?
That's right. Well, in my case, it was only 2 weeks in the summer. And
that's what they told me about the National Guard.
Well, I don't think that my unit ever got activated.
Oh, it sure has now.
The 131, it was famous. It was an English unit. So
an English unit?
Well, traditionally, they would drink, I forget what they drank. The officers, forget it.
Okay.
Forget it.
All right. Well, any case, we got kind of off the track, but I think the economy is going to be everything. If the economy is good, I think the Republicans do very well. If the economy is bad, I think we're screwed. I think the economy is going to do well. I think the tariffs have not been the disaster that everyone said they'd be. I think we're going to see a lot more. Oh, the dogs are back. I think we're going to see a lot more jobs, especially the illegal aliens going away.
So all that money that Trump is talking about, the people investing, I can see it. Ready?
You can see it. It's right there.
$100 billion, right?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But Houston's a big city, though. But the thing is, that's building red Texas. You think Texas is going to go blue next year?
I don't know. I don't think so, man. You always worry about the influx from people from other states.
See, don't blame the Californians. I don't think that's the problem. That ain't the problem. You've got communists here. Okay? You got hick libs. I'm a Texan. I drive a truck. And I like gun control and abortion and homosexual, transsexual, gender nonspecific stuff. I hate hick libs.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. But,
I think other than Houston, the rest of the county is pretty much,
yeah, I think even Dallas is more important than Houston. But you guys are going to probably end up with Ken Paxton for Senate.
I don't like him particularly.
You like the communists more?
No, but I don't like him particularly. I like our governor.
Governor's trying to be hard.
I like our senators and our representatives.
Yeah, you like Cornyn?
Yes. I like Cruz.
You like Cruz. I think Kenny Paxton's going to get the nomination. Wes Hunt may run for it.
Well, he's a representative.
He's your representative.
And so is the guy with...
Hey, Felix, get out of there!
So, the guy with the eye patch, what's his name?
Crenshaw. He's on borrowed time. People are tired of his...
You don't hear much about him.
You don't hear much about him anymore. Other congressmen don't like him much. Yeah. He really has a bad rap. They just don't like him. They just think he's kind of a jerk. I'm just reporting what I've heard.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never met Crenshaw. I argued with him on DMs once. But
he used to have his office close by.
Well, you know, I think he alienated a lot of people. But whatever. Now, I think Kenny Paxton wins if he gets the nomination. I think he's likely to. Because I think it's going to be really hard to get Texas to vote for somebody who's going to go gun control and mandatory gender transition kids.
Well, Cruz, for example, Cruz got his with bigger numbers than he did the prior time. So
yeah, he improved.
And if they throw better O'Rourke against him.
No, it's going to be that James Tallarico guy, the one who looks like he looks like Pete Buttigieg. I don't know if he's gay or not, but he's the one who goes, you know, at my church, and he like quotes scripture like demons do.
You mean your California church?
No. It's probably more religious than my California church. No, but he's like, I'm the Christian Democrat. Also, men should be able to hang out in women's restrooms. So I don't think Texans are going to buy his act.
You know, I was working out in the gym early this morning, and I thought, I wonder if any man here will try to go into the women's bathroom. I don't think he'll be able to do it.
Well, hopefully.
No matter what he says, somebody would kick his ass.
Good. I think one of the big problems with our country is there are far too many people who haven't got their asses kicked. I think there is something to be said for that. Anyway, I think we said all that we need to say. That is my thank you to Mundi for joining me for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. Follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my Town Hall columns. Go get American Apocalypse, the Second American Civil War, my new book. It's out on Amazon. It becomes more relevant every day, all you people who they keep calling fascist. Go get me and Arena's book, Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on a Sunset Strip. It's a lot of fun. You'll love it. And I'm writing a new Kelly Turnbull book, so you'll see that probably before the end of the year. Thank you for being VIP members. VIP members rock and roll. They do two things. So talk to you soon. Adios. Bye.